All right. I mean, you've seen the videos of the people accepting their lottery checks when they win the Mega Millions, right? Really, really excited. You can imagine how much more excited you might be if the stakes were even higher, if it wasn't money that you're winning, but the chance at citizenship to another country. And that's exactly what happens every year, although people aren't always aware of it. There is a citizenship lottery in the United States, and we have a record number of people applying for various reasons for the green card lottery. 15 million people applied for only 50,000 open spots. That's up almost 25% from last year, and as I said, it's a new record. One of the applicants, Munkiwe Wadek, he lives in Nigeria and has applied for the green card lottery three times. Good morning.
Good morning.
So explain to me why you apply for the green card lottery. Is citizenship in the U.S. that valuable to you?
Well, citizenship anywhere else from Nigeria, where the opportunities are very viable, and of course, where I can realize my dreams, is very, very important to me.
Is the green card lottery something that, I mean, have you, something you've known about for a while? Do other people in your neighborhood also apply?
That's right. I have quite a number of people in the U.S. who went in via the green card lottery. And I have thought about it for a while, a very long while, since when I was just a little kid. And I have tried to apply three times in total, and I'm still waiting for a reply. And hopefully, if God takes us to next year, I hope to apply again. That is, if I do not get lucky this year.
So you'll keep applying until you hopefully get lucky or find some other way to get citizenship somewhere else.
That's right.
Also with us is Mark Rosenblum, a senior policy analyst at the Migration Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
The odds, I mean, are not great if there's 15 million people applying this year and there's only 50,000 spots. Explain to me how the lottery works. Anybody at all can apply?
Well, anybody from a country that's underrepresented in successful visa applicants and other categories. So there's about 15 or 20 countries that are ineligible to apply because they send at least 50,000 because at least 50,000 people receive visas in other categories. But anybody from the other 180 countries in the world can apply.
And then they still have to go through if they win, they still have to go through all the same background checks and processes that any other citizenship applicant would have to go through, right?
That's correct. There's a pretty rigorous screening process after you get sort of put on the short list.
Munkiwe Wadek there in Nigeria, you know that the United States is going through rough economic times right now, right?
That's right.
And yet it still is worth it to you? You still want to come to the U.S. to get better opportunities?
Well, you see, it's about a proactive and a near idealist society. I feel that the United States is nearest to what I could imagine to be an ideal society, where the lawmakers go there and we try to make laws that will actually positively impact on the lives of people they represent. Now, that is not the case where I'm at right now. And that is the reason why I would love to be a citizen of the United States, to contribute to the growth of that great nation, and of course, by extension, to contribute to the greatness of my own nation, Nigeria.
So, Mark, how come Mr. Wadek, if he wins the lottery, why would he have to take the test and everything? I mean, I understand the background checks and everything, but if you win the lottery, I mean, come on. You should, like, be fast-tracked right in there. You don't have to answer questions about the Constitution and all that. You'll learn that stuff.
Well, you are fast-tracked for a green card if you win the lottery and pass the background checks. Once you get a green card, anybody who has a green card has to be in the U.S. for another 5 years before they become eligible to naturalize as a U.S. citizen.
I see.
And at that point, they would have to take a language test and a test of U.S. sort of civics and history.
Munkiwe Wadek, have you studied up on your civics lessons for the United States there?
Well, I've done my best so far, and I'm still seeing because I didn't know where it will pop up from.
Kind of a sketchy line there from Joss in Nigeria. Mark, what do you think is the reason, at a time when the United States is experiencing some pretty tough financial situations, and yet we're seeing a record number of people applying for the green card lottery, why is that?
Well, you know, one thing to keep in mind is that even during a U.S. economic downturn, the countries that you see a lot of applications from have much, much lower GNP per capita than the U.S. does. So Nigeria, the GNP per capita is about $500. In the U.S., it's about $45,000. So, you know, the gap is still very, very large.
You've hung out with some of these lottery winners, right, Mark?
I've met some lottery winners, sure.
I mean, in their community, how are they described? I mean, do they have this, like, aura around them that they're really, really lucky? I mean, I imagine there's some sort of cachet that goes with winning the lottery.
Well, I think that's right. I think they are really, really lucky. I mean, by the numbers that you just described a moment ago, the odds of winning the lottery are low. And, you know, there are millions of people around the world who seek better opportunities in the U.S., better economic opportunities and, you know, a better political climate and better future for their family. And you know, in the countries that we see a lot of diversity visa applications from, those are countries that don't have relative to their population, don't have large populations in the U.S. So these are, you know, potentially new families that, you know, they may then bring their families and they may become, you know, a whole new community here in the U.S.
That's Mark Rosenblum, senior policy analyst at the Migration Policy Institute. Let's go back to Munkiwe Wadek in Nigeria. Munkiwe, you still with us? Munkiwe? You with us?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Tell me what you would rather do. Would you rather win, say, $200 million or the green card lottery?
Well, to tell you the honest truth, I'd rather win the green card lottery because, apart from what Mark has just talked about, the truth is we're looking for better opportunities. I would like to go to school, and then I would like to be in a society where my dreams are more realizable. If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. And good luck, Munkiwe Wadek. Still hoping to hear back on his green card lottery application there. He joined us from Nigeria. He's applied for the lottery 3 times.